right, we're going to stay in Tucson as we work our way through the last break.
Hello.
Yes,
good
sir.
Morning.
Say, I have a problem, or I'm looking for information. Something you said quite a while ago. My son is replacing some sliding glass doors in my house for me, and the tile from the old ones did not adhere to the bottom of the door. And I remember you saying something about putting a bicycle inner tube rubber along it so that would adhere. Is that correct? And what would be the details of how to do that?
And what's your first name?
Noreen.
Maureen? Okay. We will try to bug-proof the threshold of those patio sliding doors by installing some kind of bitumen or rubber membrane that we mount the threshold down to, which just totally seals it up. Now, you can do that with a mastic product, and very often we will do it with a rubber product. You can buy rolls of it, bitumen material, and then you just trim it so it doesn't leak out and get the asphalt product on the bottom of your shoes and stuff. But they do make a caulk mastic that you just line the bottom of that threshold. As you set the unit up in place, you weight it down, put a good level across there, make sure you're not building any waves into the track, and that'll seal it up just fine.
Okay, so it would go against the bottom of the inside bottom of the door, sort of?
Right. You don't want that metal track just sitting on top of concrete without any kind of seal on it. And you don't want to put it down and then seal the outside at the joint between the concrete, because then you've got a caulk line there that forever wants to attract dust and tends to look pretty bad after a very short time. So you put the sealant down a couple rows down the middle of the threshold, set it in place, get a good long level, and make sure you're not building in any humps or high points into the track. Let it cure, set it down, and you'll be all set. And you'll be bug and dust proof.
We appreciate the call, and if your son wasn't listening to that and you wanted him to hear that, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on, when you mouse over on Homeowner Resources, you'll see a drop down where you can select a radio podcast. Today's broadcast is obviously January 30th. When you click on that, you'll see all 3 hours of our broadcast from 8, 9, and 10. This is the 10 o'clock hour, and this is the fourth segment. You can click on that and have them listen to that over.
Real quick, what are your takeaways from today's broadcast?
One, my memory. I need to get my code book out.
Okay.
A buddy of mine that works for Kitchell Hook, he said it's actually an 8-foot drop per eighth of an inch drop over a 12-foot span. And I said a quarter of an inch. He says it codes eighth of an inch. So,
all right, there
I
you
guess
go.
I got to pull
stand
my code.
Corrected.
He also says you're not eating foamy. He's not, I'm not picturing it. You know.
Oh.
So I can't picture that.
All right. Takeaways from the 8 o'clock hour.
I want to get that first book Jay mentioned that was broken down by zones. And
that was a sunset book, and he did find it. Jennifer found it at several bookstore locations on the internet for about $10.
Sunset Western Garden Book.
I really liked it. It was funny, I didn't realize it, but when I picked out my three garden books, none of them were how to. It was all storylines, and there was just something, you know, that there's instructional, and then there's the story behind it. And those, for whatever reason, that when I was picking them out, I wasn't intending to. All the ones I picked out were storyline gardening.
My big takeaway from that hour is we've got more weather coming. If you're in the desert, get your pre-emergent down now, or you're going to be really, really sorry.
Even if you already have weeds, it'll keep the ones that haven't sprouted. Trust me,
March,
there's
April,
more
May.
Underneath the ground just
get
waiting
it
to come.
Down now. 9 o'clock hour, Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending Group called and talked about get out of that apartment and get in. Whatever you're paying for rent is enough to buy yourself a really nice house.
Yeah,
it's going to be hard right now, but get out there, find it, and buy it.
Brad was a big takeaway. You know, that 25 years, and that by the time he's In 20 years, he could be free and clear.
In 15 years, you could have a house free and clear.
For what he, for less than what he's paying for rent right now.
Or pay the landlord's mortgage. Which do you want to do? Huh? Which do you really want to do? So those are some of the takeaways from today's show. We hope you all are able to take something away that puts a smile on your face and a sparkle in your eye. It's our goal to come every Saturday morning and take away your fear and your anxiety and your angst.
And next month, next Saturday is a brand new month, February, if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar that you can get just by letting us know where you would like us to mail it to. We switch topics. We go into interiors. We'll be talking a lot of painting. Sherwin-Williams and the guys from Arizona Paint Company will be joining us next month, along with all of our new weekly to-dos that you can follow along in there. It's a publication that we do every year to kind of help you keep up with the ongoing maintenance of our homes so we don't ever end up with a huge to-do list. One task is a lot easier than 50 to handle. And you can enter to win for our Arizona staycation. Our destination, and we'll be drawing on January 15th, will be for Lake Havasu. We'll send you there in the month of March. You can go to arizonastaycation.com to register. And until next Saturday, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, ROSIE, Rosie, on thehouse.com.